Something very important happening in Liverpool very shortly, which you're going to hear about now. I was going to talk to Carol Kirkham, but I've decided no. I'm going to talk to Wonder Woman! Now, you can explain what that meant.
Oh, I don't know if I want to.
Yes, go on, because you're on the video whether you like it or not.
I am, you're right. Yes, what happened was Radio City Cash for Kids said, could we film a superhero video at Zoe's place? With all the breakfast show presenters, and I said, oh, all the different radio presenters, I said, yes, that would be wonderful. Then everyone came on site, and 10 minutes before the video was due to be filmed, one of the lovely presenters had to leave. So they needed somebody to wear a Supergirl outfit and take part in the video, and that was me.
And you are actually the fundraiser for Zoe's Place.
I am, yes, I'm the fundraiser manager, yes, yeah. But it was good fun, Pete.
But hang on, after we left, you took off the superhero and went into the teddy outfit.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, became a teddy bear after that.
Right, we're going to talk about Zoe's Place and we'll talk about the serious side of it. But before we do, tell everybody about Superhero Day because it really is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. I mean, Superhero Day, we are so excited to team up with Radio City for this particular event that is happening on the 6th of May. And Superhero Day this year is raising money for Zoe's Place for the expansion of our bereavement facilities. We're trying to create a new bedroom which enables the family to stay with their child before and after their death.
Right. As I said, we'll talk about Zoe's Place in a minute. How does it work and how can people get involved? Because you need this money desperately.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, it's just contact Radio City Cash for Kids. You can sign up online. You can contact them by telephone. They can send out a fundraising pack. Or if they want to contact our hospice, we can also send out a fundraising pack. And it's basically asking people to get involved in a myriad of ways. It really doesn't matter. It's just being a hero and just making a difference to local charities.
Simple as that.
It is. It's, you know, there's so many fundraising ideas out there. They can do things like coffee mornings, head shaves if they're brave enough, karaoke nights, car washes, fancy dress, all host of different things. And there is a great fundraising pack piece. And as I say, Cash for Kids have got that online and can also send it by email. And so have we at Zoe's Place.
Now, companies can get involved with this obstacle race.
They can, yes. Because apparently there's going to be a huge obstacle course down on in Williamson Square on the 6th of May, where companies can enter teams to go over the assault course. And also, I think there's going to be climbing walls. And it does sound like a lot of great, great fun. And they can be their own superheroes for the day. And obviously, we encourage people to get dressed up in fancy dress of their choosing.
Now, the obstacle course is going to be similar to the one we're on the video, which we're going to put up on social media right now. It's already up there, but we're going to put it on as we are talking. We had a lot of fun doing it, but it was a wet day and it's not easy, is it? And it's me pushing your bottom over that thing.
Do you know what, Pete? I think that's the talking point of the video. Yeah, your hands on my derriere, very interesting. But it is great fun, and I think it will be absolutely great fun on the day. And teams can challenge each other and raise money for such a worthwhile cause at the same time.
Absolutely. Right. That's the fun of it, and we'll remind you again at the end of the interview. But right now, we need to talk about Zoe's Place. Sadly, we need places like Zoe's Place, a baby hospice. Explain what it's about.
Right, well, Zoe's Place, we are a wonderful home-from-home environment for babies and infants from birth to 5 years old who have life-limiting and or life-threatening conditions. We are the only baby hospice in the UK, and we provide palliative respite, end-of-life care, completely free of charge and ongoing support for families who access our services.
Why was it necessary and who started it? Do we know?
Right, yes. Professor Jack Scarisbrick, who is the chair of the trustees at Zoe's Place, started our hospice 21 years ago now. And it was something that Jack felt was missing for families who knew they were going to have a child with complex medical conditions that required 24-hour care. There was nowhere for them to go. And so he he set up Zoe's Place, and he recognised that that support was very critical during the early years of that child's life. Hence, we are a baby-specific hospice. Our age range is birth to 5 years old.
Now, what people don't realise is, and please God, it doesn't happen to any of them, but this could happen to any one of the people listening right now. So there is no age, time difference, status, class distinction. Yeah. This can happen to a baby. And they are the most wonderful places, if you can actually say wonderful places, because there is so much love and joy and attention to try and make a baby's life more comfortable.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And this is what Superhero Day is all about this year. What we're trying to do is to extend our end-of-life facility. What we want to do is we want to create a designated bedroom which would enable the family to stay with their child, as say, before and after their death. And we want, as part of that, we will provide the best possible quality of life for that child and their family. There will be access to our multidisciplinary team of professionals. There'll be access to a GP. There'll be care plans put in place, which will include things like pain management and symptom control. But it's also about creating memories, keeping the family together with their child right up until they have to say goodbye on the day of a funeral.
Right. Now, everybody knows that I'm a patron of Clare House, which, of course, is a children's hospice. And I can relate completely to what you're talking about. So I shall put it into my words that what is amazing about Zoe's Place and children's hospices is that they have a facility, the facility we're talking about, but this is plus a room that Zoe's Place wants. The facility is there not to have your child in a wooden box, or to have your child there in a surrounding that you can try to come to terms with that baby, to say goodbye, to spend time with that baby, to try and just get into a frame of mind, which is a frame of mind that some people can never, ever get into. And it just is there. So what Zoe's Place want is that room for the parents to stay so they can, I presume, go in and out and be with that child till they feel it's time to say goodbye.
It is. It's exactly that. You know, they will be with their child right up until the moment that that child passes away. And then the child would be taken from that bedroom and but moved into, we have a special bereavement suite called our Snowdrop Suite, which is a temperature-controlled special bedroom where the child will then stay after their death. They can still be cared for and visited by the family right up until the funeral. It's a very private, very comfortable space. And again, the staff here at Zoe's Place are there to support the family at such a sad and difficult time. Mm.
The other thing is about children's hospices, and in particular we're talking about Zoe's Place, which is a baby's hospice, is what people don't understand is that the care that they need and the medical attention they need is just vast. It's not just what these babies usually are very complex, aren't they, with their illnesses?
They are, yes, very complex medical conditions. And it costs £1.4 million to keep the doors of our hospice open. We receive an NHS England grant from the government, which is equivalent to just over £200,000, which leaves £1.2 million that has to come from fundraising. But let me be clear as well, Pete, that £1.2 million that comes from fundraising is already allocated. What we're doing with Superhero Day is over and above that budget.
Yeah.
If that money does not come in on Superhero Day, then we would have to postpone the extension of this bedroom and our family room because we do not have the funds to cover it. So it is really critical that people get on board and hopefully really support and have great fun on the 6th of May.
Mm. Yes, that money that you have to run is in stone. It has to be the first option. So this is an extra, and this is the idea that Superheroes is all about and that Cash for Kids wanted to get on board with. So this money is specifically And it could happen to anyone listening now, and I hope to God it never does. But that's how important this is. And believe me, don't ever be frightened to go to any hospice, whether it's an adult one, baby one, young people's one, because you will never, ever see love, joy, and experience and a wealth of happiness that it must be difficult for sometimes for the nurses and staff to put on this brave face.
It is, Pete, you're so right, because we have those times whereby the staff are with a family who obviously has got a child who is going through that process of end of life. But you're so right. I mean, the way the hospice does conjure up doom and gloom and sadness, but at Zoe's Place, and I'm sure lots of children's hospices across the country, it is about fun. It is about making that child's life as much fun as possible whilst they're with us, creating those special memories. We have a wealth of staff who we have our therapy, we have sensory rooms, we have hydrotherapy pool, we take the children out for the day, those children that are unable to go out, we'll go to Chester Zoo, all kinds of wonderful fun activities. And it is a really good, really is a fun place. It is an amazing place to work.
What's the age group again?
It's birth to 5 years of age.
And is it just in a certain area that you take the children from? Or?
No, I mean, because of our location, the majority of our families are Merseyside based. So obviously across Liverpool, St Helens, all of those areas. But we also have families who come from North Wales, from Cheshire. We have a family who comes over from Belfast, from Preston, from Blackburn. And we have no barriers to access as long as the family meets the criteria that is set down by the clinical team and the hospice. And they can get to us, and they don't even have to get to us half the time because we can pick the children up and take them home again. Then they are welcome at Zoe's Place. They can access our service, and it is free of charge to all families that access our service.
Carol, how do people access it? Do they have to go to a doctor first? How does it work?
Yeah, they can go. We get referrals through GPs, through the hospitals, through word of mouth. So it could be a family who already comes to Zoe's Place or knows someone who comes to Zoe's Place who passes on the details. They can ring direct up to the hospice. They can speak to the head of care and have those conversations. Social workers. So through a whole medium of there's a whole arenas that the families can access the services here.
Well, you've told us all about it. Once again, remind us what you need the money for.
We need the money on the 6th of May on Superhero Day, Pete, to create a designated bedroom where the family will stay with their child before and right up to the death of their child. It's a bedroom that will have an ensuite bathroom. All the family will be able to stay with the child, and they can have visitors. They'll have access to our staff here, to a GP. And if we do not raise the money on the day, unfortunately, we will have to postpone this particular expansion of our end of life service. So it's really, really important for everybody to get involved with Superhero Day and have some fun. Like you said earlier, Pete, we had such great fun filming the video, and I'm really looking forward to what we're going to be doing on the 6th of May.
And there is an easy way for people to donate. If you text, let me tell you now, ladies and gentlemen, while you're listening, if you text the word city to 70808, and I'll give you that again in a minute, to donate £5, and every penny goes to Cash for Kids, which, of course, then goes to Zoe's Place. So you text city to 70808 to donate £5. So if you don't want to get involved with the Superhero Day, or you can't, and you just are sitting at home now listening and you think, I'd love to help Zoe's Place, a baby's hospice, because there, by the grace of God, go I. You text city to 70808 to donate £5. How much money do you need?
We need, in total, £90,000.
And then how long will it take to build?
It should take around 4 months, thereabouts.
Do you ever do open days at Zoe's Place?
We do. I mean, what we do is we have staff study days, and it's when we actually close the hospice down. There's actually no children in the hospice at that point, Peter, and we do show people around the hospice. But in all honesty, if supporters would like to see the hospice for themselves to see what their money would be spent on, we can certainly arrange that if they want to contact myself on 0151 228 0353. We can certainly make those arrangements.
Can they find out more about Zoe's Place? Have you got a website? Or?
We certainly have got a website. It's www.zoesplace.org.uk/Liverpool. And there is a video of the hospice on the site. And I think we've also hopefully uploaded all the videos for Superhero Day.
Give us your number again slowly.
The number is 0151 228 0353.
And what day is Superheroes Day?
Superhero Day is Friday, the 6th of May.
Carol Kirkham, thank you for talking to me.
Thanks, Pete.